T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wichita City Council to consider Delano Improvement Plan. We've got the story.
Wichita police search for a bank robber. I'm Dan O'Neill.
A young boy is dead after a pony flipped onto him. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A clear and warm start to the morning, but sunny, breezy, and hot again this afternoon. Our full forecast and what to expect is coming up.
Two former aides to President Trump have been told to not testify today before a House panel considering impeachment against the president.
Former White House Deputy Chief of Staff Rick Dearborn and former White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter both told by a White House lawyer not to appear before the House Judiciary Committee. The two were told they can defy subpoenas because of constitutional immunity. Lawyers for both men say they won't show. House Democrats have been saying there's no legal basis for the immunity claim. Expected to testify today is former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski, who never worked directly for the White House. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
A Fidelity Bank location was robbed by a person indicating that they had a gun.
It happened around 2:40 Monday afternoon at the bank branch in the 2100 block of North Bradley Fair. Bank employees told officers that a woman entered the bank and handed a note to a teller indicating that there was a gun, but none was seen. Investigators say that an undetermined amount of money was given to the suspect, who then fled the bank on foot. You can find a photo of the suspect in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. If you know the identity of this person or have any information about this crime, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 316-267-2111 or police detectives at 316-268-4407. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will consider requested improvements for the Delano neighborhood just west of the Arkansas River. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
It's exciting. I think the next step is you're going to see the Delano single houses maybe start a renaissance and see investments in those.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
A 7-year-old boy has died after the pony he was riding flipped over on top of him. Max Henderson of Winfield died Sunday at a Wichita hospital. He was a second grader at Country View School in Winfield. Max's family said in a statement that he was at home roping a calf sled when his pony flipped over on him. He died after emergency surgery.
Democrats are divided over impeaching Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh after the New York Times corrected a bombshell report about alleged sexual misconduct.
A resolution calling for the House Judiciary Committee to launch an impeachment inquiry into Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh could be introduced as early as today by Massachusetts Democrat Ayanna Pressley. But any effort to remove Kavanaugh would likely hit a roadblock in the Republican-controlled Senate, where members like Senator Tom Tillis tell Fox News at night,
"It was a hit then, it's a hit now, there is no information there."
Still, top Democrats like Dianne Feinstein say the White House and Senate Republicans kept the FBI from doing its job in fully investigating all allegations against Kavanaugh. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Into the wee hours for Royals baseball. We'll recap how things went on the West Coast coming up in sports.
A troubling new study on the first sexual experiences for females. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Well, if you're thinking about changing your transportation, be prepared to pay more for it. Sean Stewart of AAA Kansas says after purchasing a home, Buying a vehicle is probably a consumer's second biggest expense.
With all of the sensors and computerized elements of modern cars now, you know, even a slight fender bender can get you into the multiple thousands of dollars in terms of repairs.
Average maintenance and repair costs climbed marginally to 8.94 cents per mile. That's up 8.9% over last year. The increase was fueled by the growing complexity of vehicle systems and an updated methodology for calculating repair costs.
A troubling new study on the first sexual experiences for females.
1 in 16 women aged 18 to 44, more than 3 million, say it involved forced or coerced intercourse in their teens. That's according to a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Data indicates the victims were 15 years old on average, and the man was often several years older. Not surprisingly, it appears the trauma has long-term impacts. Affected women report more sex partners, unwanted pregnancies and abortions, and more reproductive health problems. And almost 16% report fair or poor health, double the rate of other women. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A woman has been found dead in the Brandon, Florida home of a man who was acquitted of murder 6 years ago. Fox 13 Tampa's Catherine Hawley has more.
Back in 2013, a 32-year-old man was murdered inside this same house. Ralph Wald was charged, then acquitted of murdering his wife's lover after catching them together in the living room. According to property records, Wald still owns the home. However, it's unclear if the couple is involved in today's investigation.
Detectives say the victim is the woman and she died from upper body trauma. KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Bad news on the gasoline price front out there. Those gasoline prices jumping almost 20 cents a gallon yesterday. So what we're seeing out there this morning, $2.45 a gallon in the gasoline prices. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist T.J. Springer. Good morning, T.J.
Good morning to you, Steve. How's it going?
So far, so good. Can't complain.
For a Tuesday, we're one step closer to the weekend, so that's fun.
There you go.
Yeah. It's not too bad of a day out there so far. Just a few passing clouds. Temperatures really in the 70s here in the Wichita Metro. We're expecting another hot and steamy one, almost a carbon copy of how we began the work week. Highs getting back into the lower 90s. The big headline, though, here at home, going to be the gusty winds as a little dip in the jet stream. That difference in pressure creates that stronger wind here for us out of the south between 15 and 25. Overnight, those winds do begin to calm down just a touch. 72 degrees for that overnight low, and then 4 out of 8 tomorrow. Wind's still a little bit breezy at times out of the south between 10 and 20, but we keep on with this heat. Highs near 92. Can't completely take off a spotty shower or storm chance in the heat of the day, but I think most of us going to be staying dry. The temperature right now in Wichita, currently 70 degrees.
So it's you know, 90s is bad, but it's not as bad as being in the lower 100s. So we'll
yeah.
think what we got. You know?
Glass half full, right? Yeah, I totally agree with you.
All right. And I'm just looking at you're looking out for a few days here. It doesn't appear that we have any real rain in the forecast for at least the next week coming up.
Yeah, you know, the chances are pretty small. It looks like we're going to have to maybe watch that system that's impacting parts of the Gulf and will be in the days ahead. That may get wrapped up our way potentially, but it looks like our next bigger chance of rain going to arrive Friday into the weekend as a front moves our way. That front really going to drop those temperatures back to where we should be for this time of the year, into the lower 80s. So it's going to feel a little more like fall as we get closer to the official start on Monday.
On Monday, right. All right, thank you, TJ. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist TJ Springer this morning. Steve and Ted now, 7:13 here on this Tuesday morning. You know, we had a sunny, warm day across Kansas yesterday, central Kansas. High temperature yesterday was 93. Normal high for the date, 83. So 10 degrees above normal. 7:13, Steve and Ted, and this morning we do have share with you a warning. If you live in the Riverside area, especially around the area of around 13th and Perry, around there, 1100 block of Perry, apparently there was a bat that was located there, and WPD's Animal Services tested this bat positive for rabies. Ugh. So, Ted, if that, you know, that's, what did we look at, rabies? Do they still give all that series of shots and all that? I don't know how they treat rabies anymore. If a human being gets
it. If you do come in contact, you got to get that treatment.
We don't hear about it happening much anymore because that we try to inoculate our dogs and cats and keep them safe. And so every now and then, though, you'll get a report of a skunk. Usually it's a skunk.
Raccoons, fox.
It can all carry this disease or whatever it is. Foxes, cats, dogs. But rabies, again, that's in Riverside, 1100 block of Perry. So if you live in that area, just be aware of the fact that there could be some danger there. There could be a rabid bat running around there. Okay, or flying around, I guess it is.
Or that, yes.
I used to, at one time, I live on 14th in the Riverside area, and several years ago, I did have a bat in the front yard, and it was acting kind of crazy, so I just kind of eliminated it right there.
Still too early for Halloween.
Yeah. And, all right, Ted, we've got the three earthquakes. No major damage, anything like that. That's what's been happening over the last couple of days.
No, they're all around us.
Yeah. And I'm trying to tell you what else is going on here right now.
I didn't feel any of those.
Oh, me neither. But they were apparently to the north and east of us. A Utah man who's been in a wheelchair for more than three decades has created a pheasant hunt for people like him who need help getting outdoors. The Daily Herald in Provo reports that Clint Robinson broke his neck after being thrown from a horse at a rodeo 32 years ago. He's done his best to get outdoors and hunt and fish. The event he calls Wheelchairs in the Wild pairs people who have physical disabilities with hunters who help them with whatever they need. Many go in off-road vehicles. Youngest hunter at the last year's event was 13-year-old Missy Cowley, who has spina bifida. This is, again, in Utah. And people confined to wheelchairs should have the opportunity, I guess, to go out and enjoy the great outdoors and hunt like the rest. Because, you know, as a kid, I remember hunting pheasants, and you get in a line of guys, a line of people, and you go through the field in a line, right? And I'm thinking that in some of that kind of terrain, a wheelchair might not work too good. So they're probably figuring out ways to accommodate these people to get them out there and enjoy at least part of their lives in the great outdoors as hunting and fishing. Of course, fishing would be no problem.
You would think, that would be easier to accomplish.
All right. This is coming up on 6.
Heck, I see people fishing off the Douglas Street Bridge.
Yeah.
They're sitting there.
Well, I don't know how good the fishing is here.
You wouldn't think it's that great.
Every now and then I'll see somebody right down there by Campbell Castle on those Little Arkansas.
Yeah.
Mostly I see turtles around there. Big, flat,
there's a lot of
soft-shell turtles and smaller ones, too. All right, 7:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's do sports now with Ted Woodward. And Ted, the Royals in action out on the West Coast. And that means sometimes that the games, they finish up kind of late in relation to Central Time, right?
Well, yeah, we went into the wee hours of the morning today between the Royals and the A's. If you stayed up last night for this one, the Royals taking on a team that was on a 6-game winning streak, the top wild card team in the American League. And the Royals fell behind 4-1 early in this game. Did not seem good for Kansas City. But after the second inning, it was the Royals' night. Although they were still trailing going into the ninth inning. You heard the game on Sports Radio KFH.
Hendricks' pitch is swung on, hit high in the air. Deep to right. That's a way back. And that ball is gone. Home run, Brett Phillips. This game is tied at 5.
Well, you wouldn't think a guy hitting 157 would be likely to tie things up for you, but they did. And then the Royals tacked on another run in the top of the ninth inning and won the game. 6-5 was the final score, snapping Oakland's 6-game winning streak. Jorge Soler hit another home run for the Royals, his 45th of the season. He is now tied for the American League lead, along with Mike Trout of the Angels. As the Royals win that game, it ended at 12:42 in the morning. 6.5 hours ago.
How's Whit doing? Is he still leading in base hits with Merrifield?
Oh, yeah.
He's the hitting leader, huh?
Yep.
He's okay.
Still piles up base hits all over the place
for the
Royals.
He does.
And Kansas City will be at Oakland again tonight. Live pregame coverage begins at 8:30 this evening. You can listen to the Royals and the A's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Over in the National League, the first place St. Louis Cardinals hosting the Washington Nationals. Cardinals trying to hold on to a slim lead atop the National League Central Division.
The pitch by Hunter Strickland is hit down the left field line. Fair! The ball hits down and bounces into the seat, scoring two. A ground rule double, 4-2 Cardinals. And Marcelo Zuna has all four runs batted in tonight.
St. Louis Cardinals radio network there, and the Cardinals win it 4-2. St. Louis, a two-game lead atop the National League Central Division with 12 games to go in the regular season. We'll be talking football tonight on the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. Chiefs off to a 2-0 start, both road wins. Now the home opener at Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday afternoon against the Baltimore Ravens coming up. It's a good show. Everything you want to know about the Chiefs, you'll find out tonight in the Chiefs Kingdom Show. And that is at 6 o'clock this evening on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. That's Sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted, coming up on 720 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. An editorial says we are doomed by climate change.
Oh,
that's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.